Yes, people, we are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another Sarcasm City TV special, where I sit down one-on-one with the biggest and best content creators in the game. It's all about giving the best content creators in the game, first and foremost, their flowers. Like, too many times in life, we wait till people are no longer here, till people pass away, to tell them how great they are and how great their content was, etc., etc. So that's what this show is all about, is giving people their flowers. Big up to everyone in the chat. Big up to everyone who's been enjoying these series so far. We had Hassam on yesterday. Troops has been on. Lewis, Matisse, Lee Gunner, etc., etc. Rants is on later as well. But run up the likes. Make sure you share this across all the socials and subscribe to the channel. And yeah, these series, these Sarcasm City TV specials, I am selfish, people, because I do get to sit down with people I'm blessed enough to have worked with, people I'm fans of as well. And this content creator I'm about to bring on, I've spoke a lot in these series about people kicking down doors and being the first. And what he did first and foremost was dispel the myth that international fans are not knowledgeable. Let's just start right there. I remember a fan cam he did with Troops, and he started talking about the Leeds team, and he was naming off players, and I was like, damn, like, man knows ball, because that's not something you know on accident, because that's from 2001, 2002 times, 110%. Of course, and I was saying this to him before the show, that he started off back again. And the fact that back again, I myself, Lewis, Hassam have had a great platform to build off with back again, was the platform that he helped set up. Not only working with Troops as well, them two became such an infamous duo. Famous fan cams. And that's a very, very tough thing to do. And I think people underestimate how hard it is to interview, how tough it can be to have chemistry with someone. And him and Troops were phenomenal. We all know about the infamous fan cams. We are 50th when he grabbed the mic off him and things of that nature. And he became a star in his own right. He's over in the UK getting recognized. I know he was in the US getting recognized. And let's not dispel the myth. Also, super entertaining. Super entertaining. And that's why the Back Again pod was so successful. And that's why I always salute the people who were on before me, who helped kick down doors before I did. Because without him, I don't think Back Again is as successful as it was then. And it's not as successful as it is now. And Troops will say this himself, how much he helped in regards to the Back Again pod and helped Troops' brand and Troops TV over stateside as well. So without further ado, I got to bring him on. And he'd be doing most that. That's another thing that people have slept on. This guy stay working, you know. He stay working. He stay getting big bags. He stay getting checks. Like 100%. I see him doing golf. I see him doing other. He just pop up just randomly doing other stuff for Barstool. I'm like, hey, salute to him. And he's carried on with that. So I got to welcome to the show. My like Zah is in the building. Yes, Zah, what are you telling me?
Flawless. Firstly, thank you so much for the kind words, man. I was just, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know what to say. Thank you for the kind words, and apologies for the setup. If I was home, it would have been a better setup, but I'm on the road, unfortunately, and all that. But I really do appreciate you inviting me on, and I'm very happy to be here, my man.
Of course, man, it's only right. Like I said, this is all about giving people their flowers, including yourself. And I meant that in regards to the intro and what you did, like from a content creator space over there and helping football cross over stateside, helping with Troops going on over there. Because a lot of us were fans of Troops before that. And you helped accelerate that along as well. So I meant that. So big up for jumping on, Zah, man. Like much appreciated as well. And it's been a minute since we spoke, so it's been a while, man. Yeah, it's been a strong minute. But before we get into everything Arsenal in regards to, and I know you ain't got much time, but like in regards to Arsenal and chasing down the Premier League and chasing down the Champions League as well, take us back in the time machine. We want beforehand, so before meeting up with Troops, before the Back Again podcast, before like Barstool, how did that all come around? How did you get into the content creator space?
All right. So I mean, I'm sure people know, I was born and raised in Zimbabwe. And of course, okay. I mean, I've been, because of that, I mean, the English Premier League is big internationally, especially when Wenger came on, it became massive in Africa, because I mean, it goes back to his time in at Monaco when he brought George Weah over to Monaco and all that. So he, just off that, he became a legend. Mourinho likewise, with his with the Africans at Chelsea, Drogba, Kalou, Essien, those
Talk
guys and
about
all that. So yeah, so Wenger was first, and yes, since it's because of that, I mean, my brother, I have an older brother, he was an Arsenal fan, my dad's an Arsenal fan, so I was just born into an Arsenal family, and then
okay.
Wenger coming over made it big. Yeah, so born and raised in Zim. I came to the States. I came to the States for college. So what, that's 14 years ago to study. I came, I was here in Florida. I was in Florida, Tampa, I've got a master's in accounting, did that. That didn't work out because of the immigration situation, so I had to pivot. I wanted to stay in the States after I graduated. So after I got my master's, I had to pivot. I mean, I was a tax man. I used to do taxes. I used to do
Oh, is
people's
he?
taxes. Yeah, I used
Oh,
to
wow, I
do
didn't know that.
PricewaterhouseCoopers. So I used to do taxes at PricewaterhouseCoopers, but they weren't sponsoring, man. So I had to pivot. I got extremely lucky. It was when Barstool was still small then. When I started, I think
So
I was
what
in.
year around was this when
This.
Barstool first started and you was doing accounting?
So Barstool started in 2004.
Okay,
However,
okay.
it's 2017 when I graduated. When I
Right.
graduated and I was looking for something, the accounting thing was not going to sponsor me. It was not going to get me a work permit. And I just got extremely lucky that I had moved. I was going to New York to go. My brother had just had a kid at the time, so I was going to New York just to spend a month with the baby, and then start a new life back in Zim. And it was in that month that I got extremely lucky. Just as I got to New York, I got an in at Barstool. I called in on radio. I got an in. I got to meet Dave, and it was back when the company was very small. I think when I started, I was employee number 60 something. So
Oh,
it
jeez.
was
Oh, so you
yeah,
was there early from the
yeah. It
beginning,
was it.
beginning. Okay.
It was. I mean, there were the guys that were there earlier, but it was very small at the time. I think now we're like 400 of us now, I believe, like three,
Yeah.
400 now. So it, because of the smallness and all that, it's you could get access easier to people like Dave. So I had access. I got access to him, and the rest is history, man. Got the job. I've been working at Barstool since 2017. I do different projects. So I'm on radio. I produce the Yak YouTube. I did radio.
Hey,
You
talk on
mentioned.
them accolades thing, man. Talk your
No,
accolades, man. Run through
it's. I mean,
accolade
it's
after
just it's.
accolade after accolade. We ain't bypassing that, Zah. Run that
Listen,
back from the top. What else do you do at Barstool? We ain't
I'm
just
just.
casually saying I'm a producer. That's not normal. That is not normal to not
Just
only
trying.
be an on-screen talent, but also a behind-the-scenes talent as well. Carry on. Run that
Just
back.
trying to, just trying to. I mean, I'm just trying to make a living, man. So because the company was small at the time, right? When I started, I got to. When a company is small, you get to do everything. You touch everything. So I was doing like HR work. I was doing human resources work. I was doing some finance work. I was doing the content side. I was producing and all that. So the bigger we got, a lot of that other stuff was taken away from me and all that, and I kind of stayed in the production lane, and of course when the football thing came on, the content side of things. And but yeah, no, so I the golf you mentioned, produce, what else do I do, and a bunch of stuff. So right now it's college basketball, March Madness. I'm
Okay,
out in
yeah.
Florida. I'm out in Florida doing a
Now
client.
working.
A client trying to make a living, man, to doing a client gig for High Noon. For High Noon, we're doing a watch party here, so it's all that. But yeah, no, so started 2017,
Yeah.
and I mean it's a great place to work, man. It's a great because it's you know what you got to do, and they let you just do it. So you don't have someone over your shoulder. You know exactly what you have to do by what time. No one's going to be watching you to make sure you do this, so just as long as you do your thing, you'll be fine. So did that, and then fast forward, I think it was
Before
just
we fast forward,
yeah.
honestly, so was it so obviously you said there at the start you're doing accounting. Was there a plan to get did because you're such a big football fan, your whole family being Arsenal, was there a plan to get into something sport-wise, or was you just like, I need this job to stay here, so
No.
regardless, I'm just gonna run with Barstool and see where this goes. Was there a fully thought out plan, or was you just like, this is just work? I like to do it. Let me just give it a try.
At the time, no, there was no plan whatsoever. Actually, the plan at the time was just stay in America at whatever cost, at whatever cost, which is why, I mean, ideally, at the, you know, if we rewind back, I literally wanted to be an accountant at the time. It's just when I got this opportunity, I realized, God damn it, I would have been miserable as an accountant, and this is way better kind of thing. So at the time, it was just more, I have to stay in America because things economically, you know, it's, if you have money in Zim, great play. The dollar goes a very long way. It's economically, it's not a place that's easy to make money. It's, you know, it's the making money aspect in Zim that makes it tough. But so, yeah, no. So there was no plan whatsoever. And then I think it was 2019. So just to tie, you know, just skip forward a couple years. This is now when the back again story starts. I think it was like 2019 or 2020. 2019.
Before
I
you get to the
forgot.
back again, so you've got the job at Barstool, you're working, you're doing producing, you're not on screen talent at this point. Like you said, you were just trying to stay in the US. You've sorted that. Did you see it at that point as any more than just a job? Did you see it where it was like, this could elevate and I become a brand, I become a star, I become well known? Or did you just look at it still at that point as a job?
No, so in the I didn't look at it that way in the beginning. It was when I started thinking about it that way, was when I started the Back Again project. That
Okay, so
was
let's go to that then. So when did the Back Again project start? How did that come about?
okay,
Was you
so
did you know that Barstool was trying to go into the more the football inside of things, soccer as it's called over there stateside? Were you
yeah.
aware of troops, etc., like him coming over and that deal, like everything that was going on at that point?
So I mean I'm an Arsenal fan. I've been an Arsenal fan since 1996. So it's the second Robbie burst onto the scene. I was on it. I was watching every single one. So I was a Troops fan. I was a Troops fan before I met him. Before I met him, I was a massive Troops fan. I'd seen all the fan cam. I mean, it's Arsenal Fan TV changed. It really changed the media space
Talk
big
about
time.
it.
It was revolutionary. What Robbie did is absolutely amazing. Changed it's his impact is crazy.
Yes, I say
So
this all the time. The impact of what he did is like
yeah,
he
it's
reinvented the, he didn't even reinvent the wheel. He created a whole new
he,
wheel.
a
A
new
whole
era,
new
yeah, a
wheel.
new era. It's where it's he literally swung the pendulum in media where he gave fans a voice, literally. Fans became very as influential as media kind of thing. So it's shout out to him for that, man. It's amazing what he did. But so yeah, I was very aware of Troops, big fan, all of them. I mean Kelechi, Ty, every single one. Even going back, you know, the Chris Hudsons, RIP the GOAT, Claude, you
Yeah,
know,
RIP Claude, man.
it's every single one of them. I watched every single one. Even with like Chris, the guy that stopped going on after he made the bet. I forgot what game it was. He's like,
Wait,
all
what
right,
was the
if
bet?
we were
What was the bet
it's
that
the Chris guy. It's I forgot what it was. I forgot what game it was. If we won the game, he would never go on AFTV again, and we won that game since never been
Why did he
seen.
say that? Yeah,
Never
that's
been seen.
dumb.
But yeah, so 2019, so I because I started, you know, I started early. I worked on a lot of projects with Dave when I started early. So I had his he I had his ears. Is that the same? He I could I could I could I could suggest stuff and he would listen kind of thing. So 2019, there's a friend of mine that who's now left Barstool. He was another producer too, big Arsenal fan. So it's us two at the time. It was us two as the Arsenal fans, that thing. He knew through, he was the one that's connected in the industry. He knew Troops's agent, Charlie. He knew Charlie, Troops's agent. And we got word in 2019 that Troops was coming. He was coming to the US. I think it was, we were playing Man City that week. He was coming to the US, you know, just to kind of check things out kind of thing. And Mikey told me, and we're like, dude, we got to get him in the office. We got to get him in here. Let's go. We'll go watch and all that. And so it's through that we linked up. You can go watch it on. It was Man City in like 2019. He came. We went to Jack Doyle's, which is the Arsenal bar, the Arsenal bar in New York City. Watched the game there. Did fan cam outside. We hung out that whole day, kind of thing, with Charlie, with Troops, and that's when he mentioned he's like, I mean, he's looking to come to the States, and I was like, we got to get this guy. I literally was like, we got to get this guy. So once we met that initial thing and we had that. I that next Monday, I went to Dave's office and I was like, I mean, there's this. I showed him. I was like, there's this guy from the UK. We don't have football here. He's big. Showed him videos. I think we should get him. I think we should get him. He's, kind of thing. Dave. I mean, Dave likes the fan cams and the live stream stuff. That's his bread and butter. He saw a couple of clips and he's like, yep, boom. So fast forward. Got him. We signed him, and yeah, that's when back again started. So I think it starts. So if we finished off that season, then we got him the following season. So it was
So how
open.
gassed was you to not only come up with the idea of like, all right, Troops is here, let's get him to Barstool, and then it's actually going on and happening. Are you like super gassed, like not only from a Barstool's perspective and also a professional perspective, but like you said, you're a fan. So it's like, oh, having Troops on board, crazy.
It's I mean, that was also, I saw that also as an opportunity to, I mean, before this, I mean, I was just tweeting to nobody. Nobody knew, to tweeting to, tweet. I didn't have the Arsenal following, so I was tweeting to my American football fans about Arsenal, kind of thing. So it was exciting in that sense that this was a gateway too for me to enter into a space that, I've been following, I've been very interested in since 1996, kind of thing. So when he came, man, it was exciting, and it just it the first fan cam, the first live stream we did was
Before you get to the
literally.
first live stream, how did the show with we ain't just bypassing iconic moments, none of that. We can't do that on the specials. How did the actual Back Again podcast come about with you two being on screen together and the whole idea? I want the whole backstory in regards to the show. How did it come about? Was there any pushback ideas? Who came up with what ideas, etc., etc., how it was gonna run? I want the whole nine. Shout out to Goonie as well, because obviously he played a major role as well.
In the beginning, yeah. So when we got him, I was just happy to have him. I was happy to have him. We got him. He signed, and then his first week, his first 2 3 days that he was in the States at the office, and the first episode of Back Again, I was actually on the road doing this. Well, not this. I was doing. I was doing. I
He was
was.
on
I
the
was on
road
the road
working.
doing golf. I was doing the golf gig. So he recorded. I think his first episode he recorded with Charlie. With Charlie, he did Back Again with Charlie. So of course, when Barstool signed him, Dave, of course, was like, all right, what are we doing? We'll create this Back Again. We'll create a brand. We need a podcast. This, that. They let it out. So it was already determined that he was gonna do a podcast. It was part of the contract. So
Okay, so that was a part. So that was already set in stone that a podcast was come, but there was no name at that point. You wasn't involved at that point. So was it supposed to be Troops and Charlie? Was that the initial idea?
And so it so Barstool gave it's they Barstool just wanted a podcast. How he did it, why he did it, when he did it, that's up to you. That's the thing. They just tell you want a podcast. We'll do a podcast. We'll do streams, and we'll do fan cam. That's it. How you do your thing, that's up to you. So,
Okay, so they give you creative freedom and creative license with your own product. Okay,
you have
that's good.
complete control of your brand, your own project, kind of thing. So the first episode, I was on the road. He did the first episode with Charlie. And then I got back and was in the office. And then he invited me on as a guest for this. I think it was like the second or the third episode, kind of thing. So I was
And
on
did
as a
he know
guest.
you was a Adiko? Obviously, Troops told on his special, Troops told this part of the story, but I want to get it from your perspective. So at that point, when Troops has asked you to come on, had you lot spoke beforehand, or was that the first time you two had met? Was he aware he was an Arsenal fan?
So I had already. This is a year after we had initially met. Remember, he came for that. He came for that Man City game first. Then he went back to the UK.
Also, you met beforehand.
Went back to FTV. Yes, this was what I'm describing was the first. It was the first meeting once he started working at Barstool. However, we had already known each other for a year before, and we had already been talking, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I came on as a guest, man, and I guess people liked it. He liked it, and then you know after we were done, I think it was like the next day or so, he was like, "Dude, would you be interested?" You know, people.
That's got to gas. You must have been gassed off that for like not only you. I've been talking for a year. Someone you're a fan of, Troops invites you on the podcast. The podcast goes well. The chemistry's there, etc. And then he says to you, do you want to do this permanently?
And I was like, it's an honor. It would be an honor. And I jumped on it. And the rest is history, man. He changed my life. Barstool, I was known in America.
Yes.
So I was known in America. That's that. It was crazy. What was crazy? When I was like, holy, I think it was just after COVID, when the rules were released, just after COVID, the rules were released. I went to go see my parents. I went home to go see my parents. I flew through Doha in Qatar, and I got recognized twice or three times in the Doha airport. That's when I was like, yo, this is absolutely nuts. And it was, I was used to it in the States, but this is a completely different continent.
This is new because it's international.
Yeah, completely different continent, different country and all that. So I was like, holy shit, this thing is big. And then went home. I would go home each time I'd go on vacation working at Barstool. I mean, it was literally, I would go low key, no one cared, no nothing. I'd go out and, you know, no, I was just a regular dude kind of thing.
Yeah.
I go home now, it's, you know, people are like, yo, AFTV. It's back again, not AFTV, but whatever. I know what you mean.
It's still they recognize you because of obviously the attachment.
Yeah, it's like AFTV. Yes. It was crazy. It was nuts. It was just
that is bad. And did you
going to different places, different countries, and being recognized is insane.
Yeah, because that was going to be my next question, actually, in regards to when did you know, like, you became a star? Like, when did being recognized, not only stateside where you're based, but also from an international perspective. When Troops has invited you on that first show, and you're doing the first show, did you know it was going to be a hit the way it was?
No.
Did you feel the chemistry was there though when it was a great part?
So the thing about this business, right, is it's weird because right now it feels like I'm just talking to you, right? Hmm. It feels like I'm just talking to you when you're looking at a camera, you're just looking into a camera. When you go back on YouTube and you check those numbers, I mean, a million views, that's just a number, right?
Hmm.
It's when it's on screen, it's a number. It's so weird when that number turns into a person and they start telling you exactly what you see. You're like, holy shit, I did say that. You were listening kind of thing. So it's those moments where, you know, hypothetically speaking, we're done doing this. So like, for example, when I'm at Barstool at work, we're done doing the yak. I'm going home. I have my headphones in, minding my own business kind of thing. I'm on the train. This guy, I run into someone that listens to our show, watches our show, and crazy. he's telling me something that I said like 30 minutes ago kind of thing. And you're like, holy shit, people are actually listening to what I say kind of thing. So, it's nuts, man.
That is crazy. So, obviously, Mom, you've met Troops. Well, you met him the first time a year prior. He signed to Barstool. He said, come be on the pod. The chemistry's great on the first podcast. You lot take off. You start getting recognized more at home base. You start getting recognized internationally as well. And from that point on, did you see the show ascending in which the way it did, because it became such a popular show, not only stateside, but also from an international perspective? Did you see that rise and look at the analytics and the views and the numbers? And obviously you then yourself became a huge individual brand as well.
It's, I mean, when you're in the moment, I didn't really get a moment to really step back while I was in the moment to look and all that, because the thing about it is the majority of the audience was international, right? So it's one of those things where we'll do that fan cam in the studio, in the office, and then I could go home. I'd go home. I mean, I would run into Arsenal fans here and there, but it's more in the States. I'm recognized more for my, it started changing, especially in New York. It started changing. Mm-hmm. The bigger we got, it was now, you know, the cab drivers, the African. So initially my audience, the people that watched my content and what I do for Barstool were white dudes, but now it started changing to you know, African cab drivers, you know the guys from the Middle East kind of thing. So, but it just never really sunk in because we were doing it in a studio. If it was a situation like AFTV, for example, where they do it in front of people, in the moment, yes, it will think. Mm-hmm. It's only now that, you know, when you mention it and you were like, oh, that fan cam when he ripped the mic out of my hand, I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, a lot of people mentioned that Burnley one. No, I mean, that thing went nuts. That's the one I'm most recognized.
Is that what you're most known for, is when troops grabbed the microphone from
it? That thing went nuts. It was the peak of that crazy. I think we went like 10 games without winning. In 10 games, we drew 2, lost 8. And it was like 7 or 8 games into that run. It was just, I mean, it was a recipe for everything lined up. As crazy as it sounds, I mean, it was at the expense of the team, which if I could go back, I would rather Arsenal success than the show success. But the show got big because we were 15th.
We are 15th, sir. We are 15th, sir. We are 5 points above relegation. No, you're not proving my point.
That was stress, bro. Those times was stress.
That was gay.
Trust me, was that
the first time you went viral with the show? Was that the first viral clip for you, or was there anything before that? Because obviously you're ascending, you're working with troops, you're at Barstool. Yes, the numbers and everything is going up. But was that the first one where you was like, yeah?
Virality is different. There's different levels. So I mean, we had gone viral before already with the other stuff, but that. That was the biggest one. That was the one where even people at the office that don't even care about Arsenal, that don't even watch football, were watching that. They watched that 2-3 times kind of deal because, oh, this is hilarious kind of thing. That was the one.
Yeah, that was the one that went. And I just want to ask as well, because I've never got to ask this question as well. Obviously, during the fan cams and everything that was going on, you're stood on the stool. Whose idea was it to pan to the stool first? And then the camera pan up. Who jet actually ski. Was that? You? Was that true? Was that jet ski? You came up with that.
That was jet ski. That was jet ski shooting.
I've always wanted to ask in regards to whose idea that was. Shout out to jet ski.
Because we did that, and then the chair, if we won and all. I actually don't even know how the chair thing came up. I think I just randomly.
Was it you? Or was it jet ski?
I can't remember that the chair, the victory chair. I can't remember. I think it might have been just a spur of the moment thing, and then that just stuck. Mm. But that I can't remember how it came on and stayed.
And was there a certain? Obviously, you're going viral with clips. One of the ones we just mentioned many other times, and the show's doing astronomical numbers as well. Was there a certain point you got to where it was maybe a number of episode? Maybe it was someone reaching out to you, a certain follower mark you hit where you was like, oh, we are a brand. Like this is serious business. Like this has gone beyond, because you said there, you already said at the start, you wasn't thinking about it ascending to the levels it did. And not only did it ascend expeditiously, it ascended majorly in terms of numbers as well. The growth was crazy over a short space of time. Like you back again became a household name, like in the content creator space. So was there a certain point where you was like, we are a household name? Or is it like you said earlier, you didn't really have time because you're actually from the inside rather than from the outside looking in?
Yeah, it wasn't really a numbers thing. It was more when I was like, holy shit, okay, this thing is something. When people I watched, you know, were in the football space, you know, either players or media guys started following me.
Yeah.
Like on Instagram and Twitter. That's when I was like, okay, all right, this thing is crazy. So like, for example, I mean, I grew up watching Agbon Lahore. I grew up watching Agbon Lahore at Villa.
Mm.
Then, you know, he's coming on the show. He followed me. Okay. And Anton Ferdinand, when he was at what? QP, West Ham, Q, wherever.
Yeah, he might have been at QPR. Yeah, at that point.
QPR, maybe. West Ham and all that. You know, he followed me on Instagram kind of thing. When like the Arsenal Academy players, so you know, the people that play for the people that I watch. Kids that I'm scouting, hoping that, you know, this is going to be the next big thing. You know, they're following you, a bunch of the academy guys. Yeah, so it's moments like that. It's like, dude, brother, my job is to watch you. I don't know why you're following me. it's surreal, man. It really is surreal. It
has to be, like you said, when people you watch and people you're fans of then start following you and respect saluting you for the content that you create. So the show continues to ascend. You're doing major things. Obviously, I know you and Troops, because like you said, you've got creative license. So in regards to ideas, was there regular conversations between the two of you and Goonie as well? Jetski, obviously, he's involved. The whole team, everybody involved in regards to how to continue to take it to the next level. So obviously, you started with the pod. Then there was fan cams, etc. Was there more conversations, like even bringing the likes of myself and others on, like in regards to the rotating guests?
Yeah, I mean, so we changed the structure of it, kind of thing. So there was, it started off as him hosting, then I hosted, then it went back to him hosting, kind of thing. So it's little tweaks like that. So then we mentioned the stool thing, the victory chair. And small things. It was a well-oiled machine. So he pretty much kept doing what he did, but then we made little tweaks. So you know the programming. You know, you get the prediction podcast, the review podcast on game day. You get your live stream, your fan cam, your player ratings. Boom. It's a well-oiled machine. So within that, that's when you touch, tweak here and there. And yeah, but it's. To keep it fresh, to keep it new, and then, you know, bringing people on, you know, expanding that. That's what I thought was huge, because when we
How did that come about? Whose idea was that in regards to all right, rather than go and get another permanent co-host or two permanent co-hosts? Okay, let's live stream and let's start bringing on rotating guests.
Because that was all him. That was all Troops.
Okay,
yeah, all Troops, and that was a good. I thought that was brilliant, because I mean. The hell do I care? Well, I want Man United to lose. Would rather hear from you, an actual Man United guy, kind of thing. It's better when it's your team, kind of thing. So I thought that was a brilliant idea. But
it was, because that opened up so many doors, not only for me but everyone else. If you look back at that period of time, like how many rotating guests he had on a weekly basis.
That's another thing that was huge. I got to meet a whole lot of new people, people that I used to watch too before and all that. So you, Lewis, I got to meet Mons, you know, Dusam, people we worked with throughout the years. Who else?
So many.
Rans. Oh, just to rewind quick. So when we got Troops, yeah. I think it was after like the first game week or second game week.
Yeah,
we got him. It worked. Immediately after that, I went in to Dave, showed him expressions, and we're like, we got. I was like, we got to get expressions. Okay. X was tougher to to tie down. X took way longer to tie down than when we went
Oh, that caught
when the
that
troops.
negotiation period was a longer period, but you was the one who was like, you see the success of troops and was like, go get expressions.
I was a massive expressions fan.
Yeah.
Massive expressions fan. And the thing about what expressions does is even if how he does his stuff is even if you're not into soccer, the jokes he's cracking are, you know,
yeah,
it's he's running jokes that yeah. anyone and everyone gets, kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. X is yeah.
So it was yeah. So he was when I showed, actually X, I showed to Gaz, who he works at Dave, and because he was getting into the second troops came, Dave yeah. and them were just like, all right, you guys are Arsenal fan, who's Arsenal's biggest rival? Tottenham. They're like, all right, that's who we're gonna support, just to piss us off. And it's for content wise.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He immediately picked Tottenham, didn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
He trolled his way to meeting. I mean, you saw the video, right? When he met Kane Doherty, it was Kane, Doherty and Dyer.
Oh yeah, I do remember that, because Jake, shout out to Jacob, he's always complaining about how Dyer was in that video. Because did Dyer make a comment in that video about troops and not troops, about Spurs not winning a trophy? Was that the same visual?
I forgot. A different one.
Let me know in the chat, because there's a video that Jacob's always going on about and why he has so much dislike for Dyer, because someone was cracking jokes about Spurs not winning a trophy. So it might have been that video, or I might be mixing two videos together, but go on, carry on.
Yeah, no, but that was nuts.
See,
so
look, he's here. Yeah. Ha ha. Yes, Dyer dunked on us as losers. Yeah, that's Jacob. Jacob is the same video that I was talking about. Is that
there
the one?
You go.
Yeah. It was Dyer making fun of us. Yeah, they were right. Yeah, it was Dyer making fun
of us.
But yeah, carry on.
No, because those guys, Doherty's a big Peter Review. He's a big Day fan. So he's the one he's like, all right. And then they're like,
yes.
I'll bring the boys. They're all Peter Review fans, and they did the pizza review, and boom,
crazy.
But yeah, no. So X is the second troops came, started working on X, and we just got unlucky, man. We just got. I mean, it's. I feel like we held up our end of the bargain, the content side of things. It's just
you did more than enough. Yeah, one without doubt. You
it's
lot
more
went play.
It's
capital
more
C, capital L, capital E, capital A, capital R. You lot did everything you were supposed to do and more at that point. You could have done no more with that deal, that opportunity. But before you carry on, Zah, people, are you not entertained? Run up the likes. There's over 150 people in here. We are at 100 likes. Like check 1212. We want 140 likes. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. Here's Road to 11K. 10K party is Saturday.
Nice, congrats.
But yeah,
I saw the 10K announcement, man.
Appreciate it.
That's
much
congrats,
more.
Man. Keep going, my bro.
Yeah, man, that's the plan. That's the plan. Trying to get to where you are, Zah. You know what I'm saying? Getting bags all over the country.
Not
that's
even.
What it is. Big up to you,
not
Zah.
Even,
make
man.
Sure
not
you
even.
Don't subscribe to Zah's channel. The
yeah,
link
yeah the TikTok. At the
and
Midget
make sure
Zimbo.
You follow his TikTok. At the Midget,
at the Midget Zimbo.
Zimbo.
At the Midget Zimbo on TikTok.
I'm going to add it underneath in the description, but make sure you follow Zah on TikTok.
That's where I live nowadays.
TikTok, people. TikTok, make sure.
I don't do much on YouTube, but TikTok is where I live. That's where I do. I stream
TikTok,
Arsenal
people.
Games and all that. So, yeah.
Make sure you get over to Zah's TikTok. I'm going to add the link underneath in the description. And Troops had mentioned this on this special. I mean, on his special. You're mentioning it now on your special in regards to the ending of the back again, well, not the ending of the back again podcast, but the ending of the deal with Troops' deal with Barstool. What was that like? Did you see it on the horizon? Was it out of nowhere? How was you feeling when it happened, etc.?
So it made sense. Did I see it coming?
Yeah. Did you see it on the horizon?
Naively, no, but it did make sense. It made complete sense. Again, I mean, we. I feel like personally, I feel like we held up our end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Could we have done things a little different? Maybe, but I feel for the most part, we held up our end of the bargain. The main issue, in my opinion, was that we were trying to monetize a UK and an international audience in the States. That was not going to work. So they were selling to American sponsors,
Right.
to cats that are watching in the UK. If we had invested in maybe a sales team that's specifically in the UK and all that, or does the UK market, I think it could have been a whole lot different,
Yeah.
maybe. Would we have been able to monetize in the UK?
Definitely.
That's a different question that I don't know. But yeah, we could have. But yeah,
Definitely with
that's
the following troops and you had and the back again. So you've got troops, the Tsar, there's the back again podcast. Those three as individual entities could all sell merchandise because you had enough of a following from it. So when you put that all together, without doubt, if you had a serious sales team who was on job and knew what they was doing, you could have sold merch. Telling me you could have easily sold back again
True.
clothing.
And also the
Easily sold
market.
back again clothing, pillows, like troops has got a pillow, for example.
True. The markets are very different. The markets, the US market and the UK market is very different. There is the UK, the US economy is bigger. There's more money in the US. So our ad frameworks were tiered towards the US market.
Yeah.
And we were under Penn, so it was very structured. And most of the UK brands just could not fall into the bracket because that's
So
it's just different.
what
They
was
just
it?
spend
They
more they
couldn't
spend more money.
So what was it? The UK brands couldn't put up the money that the US brands and marketing
And it's
put
not it's
up.
it's it's just it, it's not I'm not saying they don't have the money. It's just
Yeah.
more here the economy is bigger and they just spend a whole lot more money on certain things as opposed
Okay.
to, so like for example, we had a, I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, but we were working on something with Boohoo Man. We were trying to
Okay.
work on something with Boohoo Man, but
Yeah.
because of the strict, I mean, because of the, we couldn't move our ad framework stuff, and it's they it would
So is
just
that
it was
on
just
the
too much money
Barstool
for them.
side in regards to when you say they couldn't move the ad work frame? So what exactly does that mean when you say that?
That's our business team. So if you don't meet certain targets, kind of thing, because they're dealing with thousands of sponsors, right? So they're not gonna. It's an actual system. It's structured. You got to meet certain things, and if you just don't meet that, you're out, kind of deal. And
Oh, right. So he wasn't. So
in
if he
that
didn't
sense,
hit
that
certain criteria, okay. And like
exactly
you said,
spend a
because you were
certain
saying
amount of
that, yeah,
money.
got you, got you, got you.
Spend a certain amount of money or whatever the criteria are, and I feel that was part of what went south a little bit, but
Because obviously Troops had mentioned this on his special again. I'd heard both you two man and Jetski talk about this obviously before streams, after streams, etc. Do you believe if the sales team was on point, it could have been a success and the team, like in regards to ads and merchandise, that the show could have still been going, like the deal would have still worked?
If you're making money, then it would have been, because the issue was, I mean, those guys are big money guys. X and X X and troop X and troops ain't cheap. That's where the thing. If the shows were sponsored and they were making money, then that's the sponsor, the ad deals are paying for their salaries and all that. But it's because we couldn't monetize,
And
and
you
they're on
should have
big
been able to
contracts.
monetize. You should have been able to, because you had
Yeah,
enough
man. I mean,
following. Had enough
yeah,
of a following.
it's tough. It's tough. It's not as simple as just having a following. Yes, we should have, but it's not as simple as just having a following, kind of deal.
You have to get the right deals
It's
that work for you.
that, and people willing to give you money, and it's especially with what we do, Barstool, very risque content, we brand safe when we're screaming at
Brand
each
risk.
other. Exactly. Are we brand safe? We're 15 when we're screaming at each other. The Sakuno, what? Pussy all. They don't want to. If Coca-Cola's putting up $20, $30 million, they don't want to hear you scream, pussy all, suck your mom and all that nonsense. And okay, so it's
So
There's a
your
lot. There's a
mom.
lot. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that goes. Could it have been different? Absolutely, I think, but there's a lot that goes into it, man.
Okay, so you said you looked at it from a naive standpoint, and what do you believe you was naive about, like in regards to the sales team not doing the business?
Wait, what? Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, because you said you was like, because I when I asked you
Yeah.
if you seen it on the horizon, you said from a naive standpoint, no. What do you believe you was naive about? Was it in regards to the sales team and what was going on?
Brother, when you're cooking, when you're watching the screen and you're cooking, and you see the Burnley fan cam come out and it has a million views in less than 12 hours, kind of
Talk them
deal.
numbers, man. Talk them
It's
numbers, let's go.
you get lost in that sauce. You don't see my job was on the content side of things. That's what I focused on, and that's what I so I the blinders were up, and it's I'm running around doing other stuff. So it's only when it's pulled away from you, you're like, holy fuck, yeah, this is gone now. It's like, what the hell? So yeah, I mean, Dave called me. He called me and he's like, dude, this is what we're doing. And I was shocked. I was like, fuck, all right. I mean,
So
there's
you were
nothing
shocked
more.
by it, of course, upset by it. What was it like having the conversation with troops in regards to, obviously he knows, you know that the show's no longer going to be continuing in the same format because you lot have built up a great brotherhood, great content, both on screen and off screen as well. What was that like?
I mean, it wasn't really my doing, so and I had zero control over it, so it was just more of a man, this sucks kind of conversation. It's like, I wish it could continue kind of thing. So it wasn't really, yeah, because it wasn't really my doing, it was just a this sucks kind of situation kind of deal. But yeah, no, I mean it I it sucked. It sucked. And it's the and it, how it also happened too, he was in the UK at the time. He was in the UK at the time. Then I was about to move to Chicago, so we never really got to see to say goodbye to each other in person,
Ah,
because
Jesus.
he came when he was in New York. He came back to New York to tie up his lease, and to close out his apartment, his US apartment and all that. And I was already in Chicago kind of thing. So he saw the other guy. I think he went by the office from what I heard. He saw the other guys and all. So I don't know. I don't know if it's it, it I don't think there's I mean he'll have to speak for himself. I don't think there was any bad blood in the
No.
going.
Zero bad blood because he spoke on his special. He got nothing but love for you. He said that. He's got nothing to zero bad blood. It's just a shame the way that it did indeed end because it was such a great show. And that's why I'm asking about it because it is, and it wasn't on you and it wasn't on him. It's not like you was lazy on your end and not pulling your weight or Troops was lazy on his end, not pulling his weight. The show was ascending. And if it would have carried on, would have continued to ascend. It's a shame when off the screen issues forced the show to stop in the manner in which it was.
But that's life,
That's
man.
what
That's life.
it
So
is.
all you can do is you look back at the three, what, how many seasons we do? Two, three seasons together, man. That
Epic,
was,
man.
I mean, you look back at those moments, Burnley.
Yes.
I remember the first stream that we did together, because I mean, no one knew him at the office or whatever. We didn't get any help, no nothing. We literally just opened we opened a laptop, opened a laptop and put that there, and that's what we streamed off. That one went crazy. The Barstool people saw that. The next thing was set up in the studio. It was set up in the the thing.
So when you did your last ever show together at that point beforehand, oh yeah, you because you said there was no goodbyes, you didn't know it was going to be your last show together.
No.
And you've done the last show. That is crazy.
And I mean, we haven't we it's we haven't done our last show. We haven't done our last show together.
No, not last show together, but last show together in that setting, which is good because people are asking in the chat, and I was going to say this. You two need to make content together. Even if
No,
it's once a month,
we
once every 3 months, whether it's once a year, something. Like you and Troop
we
110% need to do content together, football, Arsenal related. Like we need that. Like end of
I
season
don't
when
know
you
if
are talking.
you I don't know
Go.
if you I don't know if you saw the video. I think it was the first international break when he did the Arsenal, the look back at the how Arsenal's doing, the Arsenal episode. I think it was on there. Deluded was on there. Dan Potts. I think it was Deluded, Dan Potts and him.
Okay.
I was meant to be the fourth for
Yeah.
that, but I forgot what happened.
So
I
that
saw the
means you
message
your
late. I
business
was traveling
classes
and all
up.
that. So
Yeah.
it's definitely not the last show. Of course, it's his channel. It's his channel, so I can't just people are like, oh, why don't you? I can't just walk onto his channel, so I have to wait for the invite. But
But you lot
I can tell
can
you,
talk and partner like 100%. And do you?
I can tell you for sure it's not the it's also I mean it's also you know you gotta give it time, get people missing the thing a
People
little
miss
bit.
it,
Then when you
including myself, sir.
then when you
Hey,
come
people miss
back.
it, including me. I'm talking solely as a fan, solely as a content consumer. We miss that. You
So
don't
yeah,
need to
nah,
do
it's
something,
it can't
something. I'm telling you.
you see I that, and that's exactly where I want you right there, where you're feeling. So I'm not gonna give you too much. I'm gonna give you just one every 6 months to
That's
keep
it.
you
At least
feeling.
that, yeah, once something. Even if it's once every 6 months, once a year, there has to be something. You and Troops as a duo is too good not to be creating nothing together.
Yeah,
And that's why the chat's been saying it as well. So, like,
hopefully,
one,
maybe
like, without
change,
doubt.
you know.
That, so,
I'll shoot him a message. Maybe after this
shoot
international
him a
match,
message, man. Like, you
we'll
lot
talk
can just,
Arsenal.
like, same way if Troops shout you for, if Troop shouts you for something, you're not gonna say no. Vice versa, if you
Yeah.
shout Troops about something, I notice. As I know, if I shout, I'm a prime example. I know if I shout you for something, yeah, Flawless, I got you. You have
Yeah.
no issues with that. Same way when I shout Troops, it's like, yeah, no problem. So I know you too. If you say to Troops, oh, let's do such and such, he's going to say yeah. Same way if Troop shouts you, you're gonna say yeah. And if you shout him, he's gonna say yeah. You don't need to make content 100%. Without doubt,
Yeah.
like you said, even if it's once every 6 months or once a year, something without doubt. So then that happens, Barstool, that part of that deal ends. Obviously, you're still under contract at Barstool. Are you thinking, all right, what's then the your thought process in regards to the next steps then? Because you're still working, doing other things at Barstool, but obviously that's the biggest thing you're a part of. So you're sad it's ended. Were you trying to still go in? Was there any thought of you like, all right, let me try and stay in the football lane because I've had
Yeah, I
success
mean,
with that?
I'm doing it on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's so what happens is it goes from being a it was my priority when I was working with Troops to all
Yeah.
of a sudden now, since you know I don't have the thing, it's not my priority. So it's not, you know, it's if, for example, if the show runs late during the Champions League is during the day here, I
Yeah.
have to, you know, I have to watch on my phone while I
Got
finish
you.
off the show, kind of thing. Whereas before, when I was with Troops, I was there 30 minutes before kickoff, or you know, 15 minutes before kickoff,
Got
watched everything, kind of thing. So it goes from being a priority to not, and yeah, it's now more of a side gig. And I mean, I still watch every single Arsenal game.
you.
I'll put out what I think about the
I
game on
see you on. I
TikTok
see you on.
after.
I see the Insta. I'm not on TikTok, but I see the Instagram
Yeah,
reels.
so I've been trying to grow my Instagram. So those are the videos I do on TikTok. I've just been throwing them on my Instagram now too. So. But yeah,
I
no, I
love
mean, I'm
that.
still there, just still there on TikTok, you know, still watching, do live
But was
streams,
there
all
any
that.
plans to? Because obviously you're Arsenal through and through, so you're always gonna watch individual from a solo standpoint. Like you said, mention your TikTok, Instagram. You're still gonna do content. Was there any idea in your head about doing something with Barstool though, in regard to the footballing area because of the success you've just had? Or was you like, all right, it's gone?
So big opportunity coming up. The World Cup is here.
Talk about it.
So if I'm still under contract, you know, I mean, that's the content around the World Cup will be great. It makes it easier. It being here, you know, moving around,
Talk about it.
media, hopefully get media credentials. So, you
Talk
know,
about it.
getting press access and all that nonsense. But yeah,
You big
that was
Zion,
the
man.
main.
You gonna get that, man. You a star. Don't ever get a mistake and look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. Look at the analytics. Look at the algorithm. How the algorithm be algorithming for you. Trust me.
Then
Because I'm
Copa
looking to get
Copa
out there just to watch anyway. I'm looking to get out to stateside for the World Cup. I'm out there. Not even on no
Copa
media thing. I'm out there. Copa America as well is
Copa
out there.
America is here, but then it's I'm not going to be traveling for that. It's yeah,
Yes.
I'm not going to be moving. There's nothing. There's no games in Chicago for that, and I'm not going to be traveling for Copa America. But World Cup, yeah.
No, well, that's fair. So then there was no plan. Obviously, you then carried on. So then from when it's you stop working with Troops, obviously you're doing football, TikTok, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. What is now the future plans with in regards to your contract at Barstool? What have you got in the pipeline? What you want to do? And also on top of that as well, is there any plans? You mentioned it in regards to the World Cup, but is there any plans to get back involved in some way, shape or form, the Premier League, even outside of Barstool, say outside of you on a solo standpoint with another company? Would you like to do that?
I mean, I'm under contract with Barstool, so I cannot.
Oh, okay.
I cannot. I love working at Barstool, so
it seems like a great number. I was like, hey, Barstool, shout me, man.
As long as I'm in the media space, I'm probably just gonna be here. I have no desire to work for any other media company kind of deal. And man, I mean, I'm a day by day kind of guy. It's just growing the socials, everything. Just trying to grow, just trying to be visible everywhere as much as I can, kind of deal.
Okay, that's fine. What do you, for those that don't, because I don't know fully, but I just know you do a lot and you have a lot of titles. What are you currently doing at Barstool? Because I see you involved in golf. You mentioned March Madness in regards to the basketball, which I'm kind of aware of, but not fully. What else do you actually do at Barstool currently right now?
Because of when I started, I don't have a job title. I work at Barstool. I don't know, I guess I'm content creator slash producer.
You're a content creator slash producer. Big titles, content creator and producer. You are on air and off air talent. You know, that's what you are.
So a bunch of content creating projects. So the golf, we just did the Storm Chasers thing, which is college basketball, where, you know, we go around here. If there's a major upset, the kids run on the court and they dance and jump around on the court kind of deal. So we were looking for that. A bunch of stuff. It's right now college basketball with High Noon. It's a whole lot of stuff, different kind of stuff.
Oh no, that's fine. Before we continue, are you not entertained? Where else are you getting this story? We're here to give Zar his flowers, people. So run up the lights. Continue to get your best questions in. I will start the best questions. Of course, if you want to make sure we get to it, super chat. Zar, I know you got a dip very, very shortly.
That's actually what I was about to. You know what? I'll owe you, since they're still asking questions, how about I come back? Part two, maybe. Who knows? We'll determine the timeline kind of thing. Because unfortunately, I'm really sorry to do this to you, Flawless. But
it's all good, man.
A man's got to pay the bills, bro.
Before you go, just one quick question before you go, because we got the backstory, which is great. Arsenal, Premier League, and Champions League. Are you winning them both?
Oh, quick! All right, so let's touch on Arsenal. I mean, it's very, very good season. I mean, it's. Brother, if you look back, that's the thing. When you're in the moment, you know, we're fighting about are they gonna bottle? Arsenal sucks. Is Saka this? Saka that? I think we've had a phenomenal season, man. Our December was rough. That Christmas period when I think we went like three games without winning, and that kind of put us in a tough spot. Winnable games. West Ham. Who else? Was it Fulham? West Ham. Fulham.
Yeah, it was West Ham.
Aston Villa 1-0. Villa 1-0. John McGinn when he scored. But yeah, it's. I think we're doing great, man. Top of the league. Champions League is going well. Bayern Munich, I think it's a completely different Arsenal team now. I know people are saying 10-2, but I think we're a different team now. Mm-hmm. Am I saying we're going to beat Bayern? No, I don't think it's going to be 10-2. Do I think we can win? Absolutely.
Yeah, you should. I actually have you lot unfortunately beaten by me.
I think we with how we're playing, man, and also how it's shaping up. Tomiyasu coming back, Partey coming back. We're getting healthy at the right time. It's just now this running is going to be key. One game at a time, literally one game at a time.
Do you get past Bayern Munich though?
One game at a time. It's tough that we were home first.
Yeah,
very tough. Going to the Allianz Arena we have to beat them at the Emirates. We have to.
Beat them by a set number of goals.
We have to beat them at the Emirates. Otherwise, we're in trouble going to the Allianz.
Okay. And quickly, Premier League. Obviously, you travel away to the Etihad. Is it a must win? Or is a draw a good enough result?
Must win. If you want to win the title, these are the games that we have to start. We have to start demanding results in games like this. If we're serious, we have to start demanding results in games like this. I think we can beat them. I think we have to beat them. There's anything else is an absolute disaster.
Okay, all right, fair enough, Zah. So okay, no, fair enough.
Flawless. Zah. No, I want to thank you, man. I really want to thank you for having me on. I'm sorry. Nah, cool. I would have loved to stay.
You're a busy
sorry
man.
For cutting this short, man.
Nah, man. All about giving you your flowers, and we've done a solid hour on the live, so that's fine. Thank you for jumping on. It was so important to get you on because you're a key part of this content creator space. And what you did, I don't think you recognize what you did from an international standpoint and opened up so many doors and obviously accelerating Troops's journey over there, expression, helping getting expressions over there, plus more. So that's what this is all about. So Zah, man, you're a legend in this thing. Legend in this space, yeah?
Thank you, my brother. 100%. I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, man, we'll try to start part two. If we can't, no worries, I'll get you on again anyway. But big up, Zah, every single time, yeah? Bless up, Zah.
Thank you. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Make sure you like.
Yes, big up to everyone in the chat, man. Large up all of you. Like, make sure you run up the likes. Hit the subscribe button on the channel. Don't forget we're available on all audio platforms. Anything you want to add quick, Zah, before you got to go to the people them, or anything you want to add?
Nah, just run up the likes, man. Just run up the likes.
And it was great getting your backstory as well. That is fantastic because you're telling us stuff that we didn't know, in particular the whole starting at Barstool, accounting, the whole deal with Troops, etc., the Back Again pod. But Zah, big up, yeah? I'm just going to carry on there for 5-10 minutes, but big up, Zah, and I'll chat to you soon.
Thank you, bro. All right, I'm out. Take it easy. Shout out to the chat.
Large up, Zah. Big up to Zah. You know what I'm saying? Isaka. And that's what Isaka's MCE TV special is all about, giving people their flowers, also getting their backstories, telling them how great they are. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait till people are not here and passed to be like how great their content is and what Zah did in this space as well. Make sure you follow him on TikTok. I'm going to add it, the link underneath in the description. But run up the likes again. Hit the subscribe button. How many likes have we actually had? Even check. Let me check. Right, 144. All right, let's get up to 160 people. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. It is road to 11K on Sarcasm City TV. Go follow Zah on TikTok. It's the Midget Zimbo. Like I said, I'm going to add the link underneath in the description. Let me get to a couple things before we leave out people. Big up to RSV for the super chat. He dropped it twice. He says, big up. How long have you been supporting Arsenal? So Zah mentioned it at the start of the show from when he was a kid. He said over in Zimbabwe, his brother and his pops were both big Arsenal fans. So that's why he became an Arsenal fan as well. Big up to Ghost Doug the Samurai. Says, nah, Flawless, you've been cooking lately. Hey, salute, man. Much appreciated. Glad you lot have been enjoying this series as well. Bajan Pops, big up my Bajan brothers in the build. This is big up. You need to do your own special. Not yet, man. I'm still leveling up. Look at the people I've been interviewing. I've still got levels to go. But I've got an idea in regards to an individual podcast maybe that I've spoke about before on here that I might start on a weekly basis where you lot can just ask me anything. But yeah, like I said, we're going to keep the specials on the road, people. Make sure you check. If not, make sure you rewind this with Zah if you're watching live or if you're watching this back. But obviously, don't forget as well, we are available on all audio platforms. So each and every one of these specials is available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts, type in Sarcasm City TV and all the specials will pop up. And there is a playlist for these on the channel as well. Because this is not the first set of specials that I've done. I've done specials before. Zah's been on before. Sam's been on before. Troops has been on before. Lee Gunn has been on before. Matisse, Carefree, Lewis G. Everyone you've seen already this week has been on before. And there's ones who have done stuff previously as well, like James Redmond, he's done one before, for example. Noradin's been done one before as well. To Karamu said, can you bring on Ty? I don't know Ty. Like that, shout out to Ty. I've done everything. When it comes to these specials, I exhaust all of my connections. If it's someone I know, I will definitely do my very best to bring them on. I will, but I don't know everyone yet. But there's probably 3 or 4 specials I want to do with people I don't know yet, but I'm going to make them happen at some point because I continue to run specials like on a yearly basis, people. So the next set you'll probably get next year, but I continue to run specials. Don't worry about that. Big up to Ravi, says Flawless, you are so good at interviewing people. Much appreciated, man. For real, much appreciated. Big up to King as well, says great episode. Vin says, Sarcasm City specials are elite. Lee Slims, big up to you. Says Flawless, bro, loving these specials. They've been fire. These have been fire. Glad you lot have enjoyed them so much. That was a great interview. Big up to my guy, Jacob. Make sure you subscribe to United Spurs of America each and every time as well. Big up to Belmont, who says, I'm really digging the interview type of content you got going on, Flawless. Glad you lot have given you your flowers to Flawless. Great content. Hey, big up, Beijing Pops. Much, much, much. I appreciate it. Hey, big up my guy, Eddie, in the chat every single time as well. Let's see what else. I'm just making sure I didn't miss anything, but yeah, salute to Zah, man. Like what Zah did, that whole Back Again pod with troops and the interviews, crazy. Like what they did, we all watched them, we're all fans. And if you want to hear even more backstory, make sure you check out Troops's podcast, because we kicked it off on Monday with Troops, and Troops spoke about that plus more as well. Yeah, epic stuff. See what else you lot are saying. Zah the GOAT. Yeah, man. Zah definitely the GOAT. Make sure. Let's see what else you lot are saying. King says, I'm enjoying all of the specials. Hey, big up, man. Each and every time, King. No, I don't know Curtis Shaw like that. I don't. When is the GOAT Saeed coming on? Got to wait and see, Peter. Got to wait and see. Zah is extremely humble and a funny guy. But who we do have coming on today, we've just got two more specials coming up. 7 p.m. UK time, people. 7 p.m. UK time. Rants is on. Rantzeroni is on the channel. 7 p.m. with his special. So you know that's going to be fire. But make sure you check out Odd. And at 10:30 p.m., my special guest may be or maybe not be on. So I'm going to try and sort that out with him. He messaged me during this show. But Monday, we had Troops on. So make sure you check that out. Tuesday, we had Carefree Lewis G on. Wednesday, Lee Gunner and Matisse. Obviously, today. And then who did we have yesterday? Thursday, we had Madon Hassam on. He was on. And today, we've now had Zah on. Rants will be on one more on Sunday as well. And maybe a couple others I'm trying to do. And don't forget, 10K subscriber party, 10 p.m. UK time, people. 10 p.m. UK time. So I've got the... And then what I'm doing before that is the England-Brazil watch-along. And I'll have a special guest on it. Someone who you lot been asking for. So yeah, England-Brazil game. That'll start 6:30 p.m. UK time. That watch along, international friendly. Then following that, you will then get the 10K subscriber party, people. Celebration stream. Oh yeah, you already know. The rant special is going to be crazy. Yeah, yeah. Rums has been on here before, Ravi. He's been on the United Liverpool show many, many a time. So what I'm going to do with these specials, don't worry, I got a couple other ideas in regards to this type of content. But what the special's about is getting people who are the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop. So I don't even fit that criteria. Are we going to get the people who have either were the OGs and founders of this, or the people who transcended to that level? Mount Rushmore's. That's what we're looking for with this. So yeah, man, big up to everyone that's locked in. Rance is actually live right now, so we're going to redirect to him. Just put Sarcasm City Raid in the chat. But I'm glad you lot have enjoyed the show. I need to... This new laptop has actually worked out, but I need to... Actually, this ain't mine, so I'm going to actually have to buy one today, which I'm going to do. But love to everybody who's locked in. Big up for everyone commenting on the specials. A lot of great feedback. So we are going to keep the content rolling. To Jacob, who says, are you getting exit? I don't know X like that. Love to get expressions. Shout out to expressions. Again, he's... When I talk about Mount Rushmore's of this thing, he's one of them. I just don't know X like that. But shout out to expressions each and every time, because... I'm a huge fan, like all of you are a huge fan of X. So universe willing, man, we're going to get X on at some point. Definitely, without doubt. That is definitely the plan. But big up to all of you lot. Big up to RSV for the super chats. Big up to all the members as well. Oh yeah, let me not forget as well, if you're a member of the channel, people, if you are a member and you are a Sarcasm City soldier or general, so you're tier 2 or tier 3, I'm doing the members Q&A on Saturday, people. I'm saying members Q&A on Saturday. So if you want to be a part of that on the Twitch, then, and I'm running 2 this month, then sign up to the membership. But love to everyone that has locked in. And this has been a Sarcasm City special with special guests live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.